soledad. Mis ojos brillan al pensar en su mirada tan profunda y sin igual.
Evange Dye here on Cristo the Rock this Saturday night. And I am here with Tina Elmer Green. And
hola.
Hola. We are just enjoying this evening and wanting to share the Word of God with you and share the things that God is doing in our life. And one of the things that I was just talking to Tina about shortly before the program started is how do we deal with change in our lives? And how do we deal with changes of seasons?
Change.
And changes is a big word.
A show of hands, people. How many love change? Okay, yeah. That's why we can't see you.
Yes. And you know, and I don't think that not all of us react the same way. I mean, even physical change. I mean, even if we were to take the route of physical change, I mean, we could be here all night long.
That's right.
So tell me, what do you think, just off the top of your head, Tina, when we bring up the word change, what are the very first things that come to your mind that you think or that you've experienced or witnessed that people struggle the most when it comes to change? Could be financial status. It could be a lot of stuff.
I think it all depends on how much you've had change in your life.
Right.
Because I think the more that you have confronted the change thing, then it becomes a little easier when it comes around the corner to accept change again. But for the newcomers that haven't had a lot of change, there's a lot of uncertainty, fear can pop up.
Right.
And in that, stress, which then can lead to bodily things, illnesses, and then that leads to emotional things. And then before you know it, all this big ball of stuff keeps rolling around. And
that's right.
It can really, really unravel a lot of issues.
And I think change is one of the hardest things for mostly people who are creatures of habit.
That's right.
You know, they you know, this is the way it's done, and this is the way I've always done it. And it can go all the way back to a generation. This is the way my father did it, my mother did it, this is the way I do it. And they get stuck. But yet God is the God that renews our mind. He renews our life. And there's change.
The God of restoration.
Yes, He is. And there's a change that can be challenging, but there's a change that brings on blessings.
Yeah.
And we need to get past that moment of uncertainty.
Yeah.
Like, for instance, when I analyze the passage of when the children of Israel were delivered and they cried out because they were in slavery. No doubt they were in slavery. They were unhappy. They wanted something better for their life. They wanted to out of their situation.
Mm-hmm.
And God, in His great mercy, delivered them from Egypt.
Yeah.
And so that brought about change.
That's right.
It took them out of the familiar, of course. Now, mind you, between their cry and between the unknown, that was a great miracle God did.
Absolutely.
I mean, that would be sign enough for me that God is in. He's in the mix.
Uh-huh.
And yet when they were delivered and they cross the Red Sea and God does this miraculous work, they get to a place in time of their life where things are unfamiliar. Things are new. There's been a shift.
That's right.
And there's
shift.
A change.
Yes.
How do we deal with that now? And so we want to address those things with you tonight and talk about the things that God brings into our life that yet sometimes even when we ask for them, sometimes we don't really know what we're asking.
That's right.
And sometimes they become
Are you sure you want that?
Absolutely. I always say, be careful what you pray
That's
for
right.
because He will bring it.
Right.
And we need to adapt. And, you know, one of the things I heard our pastor talk about recently, and I have found myself, I've been guilty 100 times of this. And even in church, sometimes we find a spot. We always sit in the same area.
Okay.
We find a seat and somehow we feel like this is belongs to us. And
it's and your domain. Huh?
Yes. You know, you go, you walk into the building and you immediately or automatically steer yourself in the same direction. I'm going to sit to the left-hand side by the third row because this is where I feel comfortable. And if you're 5 minutes late or 10 minutes late and you find someone sitting in the left-hand side and on the third row, subconsciously something happens. You feel as though church is not going to be the same. And that's a minor example to the way that we react to change in our life.
Yeah.
To when God says, he who has begun the work in our lives. We'll perfect
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
And you see, we want it to be a picture-perfect process.
That's
we don't
right.
want to feel anything. We just want him to numb us. But in that process, we're going to find moments of discomfort.
Mm-hmm.
And it's growth. Like, for instance, I find a difficult age is the age of 11, 12. You're not quite a child anymore. You know, you don't really want to be
a tweener.
Yeah, you don't want to be in those pretty little fluffy dresses with bows in your hair
yes.
because you feel you're growing up. But you're really not that teenager yet. So you really can't dress the way a teenager does. So you're kind of stuck in between.
Yeah.
You're unidentified. You're just an unidentified individual for a very short time.
Oh.
Although you don't feel that way.
That's right.
But change is coming about. So I want to talk about how do we react to change?
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, and especially for children because they haven't had much in their life. So really everything is new to them. And so change for a child, I think, is probably a very, very difficult thing. And as a parent, I'm not a parent, but I obviously hear stories from a lot of people in that they sometimes come to me and say, you know what, Tina, there's been so much difficulty in my life lately with my children. I have the three children maybe, and they're all different ages, and the young girl is three, and then we have a seven-year-old boy that's in between, and then we have an older daughter. And the oldest child tends to have been through a few things already because they're the oldest. The middle child kind of follows suit or follows behind the oldest, and then the youngest one is just setting out, and she's trying to figure out what the heck is going on with life. And parents, as a rule, I think that everything kind of goes from one instance to the next with having things that arise with maybe their school, or maybe they have an allergy that just popped up. One contracts a new illness, something that maybe might be hanging around for a while. And let's say one child actually is diagnosed with diabetes. And then they have to learn all over again how to go through life. And now they might need to take insulin or even reading glasses. All of a sudden, life isn't the same now because they need a pair of reading glasses. Those are all changes that children go through.
Yes, and then they have the peer pressure of if they do end up with reading glasses for some reason, and then children who make fun of them and all of this stuff. But I think that it isn't an easy thing, but we need to be always open to change. And when we analyze how God works in our life and the things that we pray for, even when we think we know what we're praying, we say, God, I want you to do this in my life. And maybe you're listening to me right now and you may be going through a situation in your life that is a challenge to you. And you think, how am I going to get through this? When is this going to end? And there's processes in our life that we must go through. It makes us stronger. It makes us even acknowledge God
yeah.
and really learn new areas of his character and his working process in our life. And I encourage you to be open to change, to be able to say, God, what will you have me do? Where am I in my walk with you right now?
Right.
You know, I felt this way. I felt your presence in a different way a year ago. I felt you leading me in a different way, and being open to the things that God wants us to do. And so I encourage you, if you're listening to me tonight, we're going to be talking about change
yes.
and the challenges that come along with it, changes in our spiritual walk, changes in our environment. I remember when I moved here to Dallas 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, I had to adapt to change. And I
know
felt,
that well.
Yes, I think you experienced that as well. But yet God had a way of stepping in, surrounding me with people that I never thought I would meet, showing up in just such miraculous ways, and showing me that he is faithful to his word.
Yes.
When he says, I will be with you every day of your life until the end. And that
yes.
is a true promise of God. And in that promise is the process of change,
yeah.
changing our spiritual life, our growth, and even our social life, and even our careers. A lot of people experience, and especially in our economy that we have today, have had to bring change into their life. Some people are starting brand new careers because they've lost a job.
Yes.
And so they experience the fear or the insecurity of the unknown. But yet God is so faithful to meet you where you're at.
That's right.
So tonight we want to be able to touch on those topics and to go back and forth and say, how do we handle change?
That's right. And I guess in coming through the process from a child up to teenage years and then into college years, you tend to build up a little bit of a tolerance with change, because along with every new step in life, again, with teenage years and then college, you tend to go through quite a bit of change.
Yes, absolutely.
But isn't it amazing how you come across someone in life, maybe in their 30s, that change is still very, very, very uncomfortable?
Yes.
It's almost like it's the first time that they've ever been through a period of change.
Yes.
And you wonder, my goodness. And so what do you think the difference is between someone who does actually come out and have that uneasiness and then someone who has gone through it in a pretty easy manner?
Well, I think some of us, it has to do with, I don't want to base it on personality, but some people are just more adventurous and they love to try new things and they want to, experience new things. But then there's people who know they're very comfortable where they're at, and they like a certain thing. Like, for instance, I mean, there's ladies who they try one product and they stick to it, and
that's right.
It. You know, and for me, I hear an ad and they come up with this new cream. I want to try it, new shampoo. I want to try it. And that's just the way I am.
Yeah, yeah.
And so sometimes even spiritually, I want to grow. And one of the things I've had to learn in my walk with the Lord ever since I gave my life to the Lord at 18 is that if I want to grow, it's going to require change.
Yes.
It's going to require, I can't do the same thing and get the same, and if it's not working, I'm not going to do the same thing and get the same results.
That's right.
Or get different results, rather. I need to know that if I want different results, I want to do more, I want to see more, I need to do something different, and things are going to change, and not be afraid of that. And I see that. I see that I see it in Scripture. I see it in the way God has dealt with man from the beginning of time.
Mm-hmm.
I see how he has shifted things and how he challenges us to believe in his word by faith.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, for me, I know that I had to touch the stove a million times in some of the areas in my life.
Yes.
But whenever change comes in front of me now, I say, you know what, Tina? He has gotten you through this, and I just start rattling off all these things in my mind.
Yes.
Of all these times in the past where I thought, this is going to be the end of the world, the sky is falling, and this is it.
Right.
And I say, oh my goodness, I've been through how many of those? And so I say, come on. I mean, if he did that and this and that and the other, he can surely do this one too.
Right. And I think that, for instance, when we think about David and he stands in front of Goliath and it's a giant, it's a challenge. I mean,
yes.
He stands there before him and he doesn't really get much support because they're already, you know, his brothers are there. They're looking at him as just a little brother and he doesn't even belong on the field. And then they come in, they try to bring this armor and put it on him. And he looks at it and thinks, this armor is not for me. It's not it's not his size. And it wasn't for him. And he looks at this giant with such assurance that he can take him on.
Yes.
I'm going to take him on. And I'm not going to take him on with somebody else's armor or with somebody else's experience or with somebody else's knowledge with somebody else's skill. I'm going to take him on with what I know.
Yes.
And what he knows is based on his experience. The God that has shown up for him when he defeated the lion and when he defeated the bear. And when we look at Scripture and we read those passages, we think, well, they're just stories. But that's where he drew his strength from.
Yes.
Knowing that God walked with him through those things.
Right.
And that's what happens when we encounter change. If we know that God was with us yesterday, if we know that God was with us in the unknown, if we know that although we didn't even understand it, he was there,
yes.
It's no different today. It's just a new found discovery with him.
That's right.
And God renews things. His mercies are new every morning.
Yes.
And we are able to experience him at totally different levels. And so I encourage you tonight to stay tuned and to hear tonight the word that we have that we want to share with you, and it's regarding change.
Yes.
And I think this word change has been ringing and ringing and ringing in my ear lately, because I believe that as this generation will be encountering a lot of change.
That's right.
We don't want to do things. There's so many rich things that God has imparted to us in the past, but yet we can't stay stuck in a generation where it doesn't work for us anymore.
Right. The wheel needs to be reinvented.
Yes, it needs to keep moving. It needs to keep rolling. And with a lot of the technology we have now and a lot of the resources we have now, a lot of the things that God is doing now, we need to stay with what God is doing.
Yes.
And not be resistant to change, but flow with change and know that God is in it.
Because good things are coming.
That's right.
Great.
Absolutely.
Things come out of change.
So I encourage you to stay tuned with us on Cristo the Rock tonight on www.thewordfm.com, and you can tune in at 100.7 FM.
Especially tune in, stay tuned, because we have a very special guest
coming up later in the evening. Yes, we do. So
and
we want you to enjoy that as well.
Right.
So we're going to go into some worship music.
A little bit of music.
Yes, and we're going to enjoy that. And then stay tuned with us on Cristo the Rock tonight with Evange Dye and Tina Elmer Green.
100.7 FM, Cristo the Rock.
Tengo un Dios admirable en los cielos y el amor de su Espíritu Santo. Por su gracia yo soy hombre nuevo y de gozo se llena mi canto. De su imagen yo soy un reflejo que me lleva por siempre en victoria y me ha hecho cabeza y no cola. En mi Cristo yo todo lo puedo. Jesús me dijo que me riera si el enemigo me tienta en la carrera. Papá, que lo piquen, es verdad. ¡Hey! Tengo un Dios admirable en los cielos que me libra de mal y temores. Es mi roca, mi gran fortaleza y me colma de sus bendiciones. Mi Señor siempre me hace justicia, me defiende de los opresores. No me deja ni me desampara, pues mi Dios es Señor de señores. Sí, Jesús me dijo que me riera si el enemigo me tienta.
mucha gente está asustada porque el mundo se va a acabar. Pero yo vivo tranquilo, vivo con seguridad. Mucha gente está asustada porque el mundo se va a acabar. Pero yo vivo tranquilo, vivo con seguridad.
Mucha gente está nerviosa.
Ha salvado mi alma, también me libertó. me libertó. Mi corazón él transformó. Ahora sí siento que soy yo. Ya no hay llanto ni dolor. Y todo lo hace que vive mi ser. Hoy damos gracias al Señor. Hay fiesta en mi ser, ya la tristeza se acabó. El gozo del Señor ha venido a mi vida. Yo doy toda la alabanza, la gloria, el honor y el poder al que está ya sentado en el trono. Él es mi rey. Hay alegría en mi alma, paz y gozo en mi ser. Las cadenas.